listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of March 4th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about the top 5 heart-healthy foods.
All right. That's great. That's great.
Yeah,
right.
You know, heart disease is the number one killer among both men and women in the United States. So this is a very important topic.
It is.
Studies have shown that up to 70% of heart disease can be averted with the right regimen.
Wow, 70%.
And that's according to Dr. Walter Willett, who is the chair of nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health.
We like him.
Yeah, we do. We like him. He basically was asked, is diet alone as powerful as drugs?
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was, oh, no. It's much more powerful than
that. Oh, that's cool.
In fact, he said statins, which are the most effective single medication for reducing heart disease, cut it only by 25 to 30%.
Compared to 70%.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of those really great foods.
Let's dig in.
First one is kale.
Okay, yeah.
One of our favorite superfoods. Mm-hmm. Kale has pretty well everything you would want in a superfood to help you with heart health.
Mm-hmm.
It's got antioxidants. It's got omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, folate, potassium, and vitamin E. It's also rich in an antioxidant compound called lutein, which in the Los Angeles atherosclerosis study showed that it protects against early atherosclerosis. So it's basically like a preventative compound, doesn't allow the buildup of plaque. In fact, it says what kale has in it is an unusual compound called glucoraphanin that activates a special protective protein called NRF2, which creates sort of like a Teflon coating in your arteries to keep plaque from adhering. So it's, you know, one of those great foods. And you can even, you know, you can eat it raw, you can eat it cooked, and you can even eat it as kale chips.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that one of the things they recommended for consuming kale is eating it as a kale chip.
Now, kale chips, I mean, they're not fried, are they?
Or? No, usually they are baked or dehydrated.
They're,
you know, most of the time they're dehydrated in a food dehydrator that only goes, you know, warm enough to get rid of the water, but keep intact everything else.
Right.
So that's basically the best way.
That's good to know. Okay.
One of the other foods is one of my favorites also, garlic.
Oh, yes. I love garlic.
Yeah. Garlic has compounds in it that basically block enzymes called angiotensin, which will constrict blood vessels. So it blocks that from happening, keeps the blood vessels open, which prevents blood clots. Right. And even though the effect of that is kind of modest compared with medications, garlic has another significant impact on the buildup of plaque. So in 3 randomized trials at the UCLA School of Medicine, garlic slowed the progression of plaque formation by more than 50% in people taking garlic extract.
Mm.
So that's, you know, garlic in everything. Let's just put it in everything, even in your raw juices. Red wine is another one.
Oh, of course.
That I think it always makes the list of, you know, the top heart healthy foods. But for a different reason than most people think. Usually people think of the resveratrol, which is in the skins of the red grapes and the red wine. But actually, it's another class of compounds called polyphenols, which help to keep the blood vessels flexible and reduce the risk of unwanted clotting. The information about resveratrol is that you actually would need like 16 bottles a day of it to get the same effect of really one glass of red wine, the polyphenols in one glass of red wine. So the other thing that you might find interesting is it's one glass. More than one glass can actually be more damaging and, you know, be more, you know, cause more heart disease
or
cancer. And something you might like to know about, it also says that dark beer, such as Guinness Stout, delivers many of the same beneficial polyphenols.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got to get me some more Guinness.
And I know you've been working on me to try to find some way that beer would be healthy for you. So
I know it.
There you go. There's your answer.
Great.
The next one is dark chocolate, which, you know, we've always been touting dark chocolate for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about this in my book. There's a Harvard cardiologist by the name of Norman Hollenberg, mm-hmm. who basically has been studying the Kuna Indians off the coast of Panama, who have very low blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Unlike the rest of us, they don't develop hypertension with as they get older. And he seemed to think that it was some kind of a rare genetic trait that they carried. But mm-hmm. what he ended up finding out is that they drink enormous quantities of minimally processed cocoa.
Mm.
So something on the order of like 30 cups a week of cocoa.
Wow.
Which is, you know, a huge amount. That but is. Basically, there are compounds in cocoa that help to prevent the buildup of cholesterol in the body. Basically, there's a compound called epicatechin mm-hmm. in cocoa that basically stops cholesterol formation, mm-hmm. the formation of bad cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So dark chocolate is the answer. It's just a couple squares a day, and it's got to be 85% or higher cocoa content
of the
in
cacao.
The chocolate. Yeah. And then finally, sardines.
Sardines.
You know, sardines are one of those foods that you should be eating, but you're not.
Right.
But what's great about sardines is the omega-3 fatty acids that are in sardines. Mm-hmm. These are the type of fatty acids that most of us don't get enough of in our diet, and they're only in a few foods. Sardines being one of them. What these good omega-3 fatty acids do is they lower triglycerides, they raise the good cholesterol, HDL, and they reduce potentially fatal heart arrhythmias, and they also reduce inflammation. And it's inflammation that ultimately is what destabilizes plaque in the artery that causes it to rupture and produce a heart attack and inducing blood clot.
Mm.
So that's why omega-3s are so important. And although you can get them from plant sources like flax seeds,
mm-hmm.
The long-chain omega-3s, which are the kind that are in fish, are the best kind.
Mm.
They're the ones that are the easily absorbable type, and your body can use them right away.
Great.
So there you go.
All right.
Top 5 heart-healthy foods.
We got it. That's great, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast for Process-Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch lots of other podcasts and lots of great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.